The concept has been received in different ways as time has gone on. At one stage in the late 70s and the early 80s, it was almost a dirty word, Newtown. But it's come back again, and one sees with the enormous efforts that are going on in some of the large cities to create a kind of Newtown environment in those cities, that it's got renewed interest. I think from the nation's point of view, and speaking just of the first generation new towns, they did a number of very significant things. They clearly held the population of London level for a while. You know, the basic problem was that after the war, the devastation of London produced all sorts of intense housing problems, and London needed time to deal with that, and it was the purpose of the new towns to relieve the pressure on housing whilst London got on with solving its problems. I think from the point of view of people coming out here, people who have been living in really quite poor housing conditions. I mean, my first neighbours when I came into the new town had a child of 12, and this was the very first home they'd had on their own. As far as they were concerned, it was an enormous blessing to them. I think the fact that the movement out of the new town over its first 30 years has been no greater than the movement out of a traditional old town indicates that it's a stable place. I think if you talk to the Newtown people, they would say it's a very healthy place. I think if you would talk to the industrialists, they would say that their workforce is a hard-working workforce. I think if you talk to the school teachers, they would tell you that the children of the Newtown and respond to their environment, they have a high academic level of achievement. All these sort of things, I think, are positive things. On the negative side, of course, you are eating up what people at one time thought was valuable agricultural land in the country. It's rather odd that the wheel has turned full circle now, and we're talking about turning over some of our agricultural land to woodlands because we've got too much of it.